Nairobi is not Baringo, mm-hmm. where a teacher having conflict with a principal mm-hmm. come from the same community. Mm-hmm. And the second one, I gave you an example of Nyeri, mm-hmm. where a teacher mm-hmm. colliding with a principal are likely to come from the same community. Mm-hmm. What the information has generated in Nairobi is Luos are fighting Kikuyus and Kalenjins. Mm-hmm. Number two, men are fighting women. And in Nairobi, the percentage of women teachers is more than 67%. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, the other angle that now has been generated outside there, Jubilee is fighting with COD in Nairobi. Mm-hmm. But as a person...
Because of the story that we published.
Because of that story. Mm-hmm. And as a person who is leading teachers in Nairobi, I will not allow that to happen or to be generated from a story.
What is it? How is it becoming political? Please help me understand that so that we work together, because I don't think I'm working with you.
Do you know the names of the people who are claiming to be conflicted? Do you know the name of the person who is...
I went through the story.
Yes.
I know what you're...
So I am telling you what the teachers in the public have concluded it to be. You may not be privy to that, mm-hmm. but that is what is outside there. That, yeah.
We have news to prepare.
Yeah.
That is for 1 p.m.
Yes.
So our meeting is going to be very short. But before we proceed, I want to tell you that our role as media mm-hmm. is to highlight anything that happens in society that is of interest to the public. Mm-hmm. In this case, the issue at Uhuru Secondary School was of interest to the public and remains of interest to the public. Mm-hmm. Yes? We stand in between, we have no political inclination, and when we publish a story, when you look at it, how you want to think about it, is so you cannot determine that. So if somebody reads a story and decides to look at a political motive out of it, it is up to you. Remember, this story is for many people. There are those who will read the story and sympathize with the editor. There are those who will read the story and sympathize with the teachers. That's good. There are those who will read the story and think the head teacher is being victimized. And there are those who will read the story and think the teachers are lying, the teachers are telling the truth, this and this, you know? So when you read the story, we cannot control your emotions.
Yes,
we cannot control your emotions.
That is why.
So if the public out there of 40 million people who read the story, how one group is going to think of it, how another group is going to think of it, it is none of our business. We remain objective, we will bring up the issues, and we will bring up facts that we know and what we collect and we believe is true. And we leave the rest to the investigative agencies. Any more questions?
No, not a question.
Yes.
I'm going to assure you mm-hmm. that you will really be ashamed mm-hmm. by the end of the day.
No problem.
Yeah.
We are ready for that.
Sana.
Yes. By the time we publish a story...
And we are also very glad and fortunate.
Yes.
That it is coming from a media house that teachers don't know.
There's no problem. There's no problem. If we were not known, you could not have known that story is...
We knew it from the citizen. Started following backwards.
But, so did you come as to insult us?